You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your pal, your friend for the weekend, and we are happy to have you here today sharing time with us on this. Well, if you're in Wisconsin, blustery, cold, and possibly snowy morning right now, we're in Radio Park in Racine, and it is snowing. So if it's snowing by you, please be safe. Keep it locked here on Civic Media for all your weather updates around the clock, because we've always got you covered, even when the snow has got you covered. We have a fantastic show for you today. Lots going on. If you want to be part of the conversation, and I think you will be for a moment here, because we'll be talking about something breaking in the news coming out of Los Angeles, but be part of that. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Today in the 10 o'clock hour, I welcome author, and he's an Ojibwe professor, author of the book, Everything You Wanted to Know About Native, Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. Anton Troyer will be on our show today at 10:06 after the top of the hour news in the second hour, discussing the book, discussing his life, discussing his passion of exploring his culture while sharing with others, and really having hard conversations, maybe with himself, his culture, with other people. It's about growth and learning, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to Anton in the second hour. We are going to be talking about the Grammys at 10:35. Those go on to this weekend, the 1st of February, which is this Sunday. I cannot believe that, Calvin. Oh, by the way, Calvin on the boards, the ones and twos. How are you doing today, Calvin? How was your drive in? Was it snowing when you got here, or had it started yet?
It was beautiful drive, and then as soon as I pulled in the parking lot, it started snowing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we still got a few more weeks of that ahead, and I don't know what to tell anybody, especially myself, but just keep it locked here for your weather updates, and also just stay warm, stay safe, and stay prepared, because we want to make sure that you get where you need to go. And if you don't have to go anywhere, stay in and listen to us. We got lots of great programming ahead of you today on the Civic Media Radio Network, but we're here today with you until 11 a.m. Be part of the conversation. This, speaking of the Grammys, sort of on the side here, this is breaking out of CBS News. This came out this morning. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon taken into custody after protest at Minnesota church service. He was arrested in Los Angeles where he was to cover the Grammys, but this happened this morning. He was arrested by federal officers. It says here by the FBI and Homeland Security Investigations, a law enforcement agency within DHS, were involved in the arrest. Abby Lowell, Lemon's lawyer, confirmed he was taken into custody by federal agents Thursday night. So that was last night in Los Angeles where he was covering this weekend's Grammys. It is believed to be in connection with protests at a church in Minnesota. There wasn't a lot of information being given out other than that for a while. It broke about an hour or so ago, about 2 hours ago. And I've been looking around for why he was arrested other than covering this protest in Minnesota. There've been a lot of protests happening in Minnesota. We've seen people from influencers to legit news journalists on the ground in Minnesota talking to people. And there is video of Don Lemon speaking to a man walking out of a church. They're having a back and forth. There's nothing violent. There's nothing aggressive. He's asking this gentleman questions. The gentleman answers the best of his ability. I'm not going to go beyond that because this is not why I think a person should be arrested, specifically a news reporter, a very, very respected journalist. For over 30 years, he's been covering the news. Mr. Don Lemon arrested yesterday in Los Angeles by the FBI and DHS. There is a little bit of information that came out this morning that is, according to Pam Bondi, she is the attorney general in the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. She tweeted on Twitter that in connection with the coordinated attack on the city's church in St. Paul, Minnesota, she had directed them to arrest him for his connection with a coordinated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. So far, I have not seen any video of Mr. Lemon participating in attacks. I've seen him standing outside in a parka, holding a small microphone, talking to people. But that doesn't matter, apparently. He has been arrested in Los Angeles last night, detained on charges of coordinated attacks on churches in Minnesota. I'm going to let that moment stand in the air for a second, because we have seen over the past now year, we've seen folks being indicted, charged, grand juries being called for folks who are simply either doing their job or standing up to power. And this is what it seems like is, I don't want to say it's becoming the norm. I want to say it's what we've gotten used to over the past few months. It's not the norm. This is not how it should be. Mr. Lemon, if there is video of him participating in violent attacks and aggressive attacks, and he is hurting people and he is, then okay, produce that video, show it, and we go through the process, the due process, and we let the law take its course. But the only videos I've seen, and I've only seen two, are of him just talking to people. Talking to people outside of a church, asking simple questions on a pod, you know, as far as I know, Calvin, correct me if I'm wrong, still a very protected right under the Constitution. In fact, the first one they thought of when they were like, they got the Constitution. What's the first one? Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. I feel like I'm not far off. Calvin, you know, does it feel like I'm wrong here?
Well, no, I completely agree with you. And it's just the way they're painting the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Look, I think protesting in churches is a bad idea and not something that should be done. I think it's a bad look. I don't think it's productive.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things.
Okay.
It was not an attack.
No. And it wasn't in a church either. He was standing outside. And he wasn't protesting. He was talking to
even
people.
Even the people who were participating in the protest. It wasn't an attack.
Yeah.
They went in and they made noise, which I don't think they should have done.
Okay.
And maybe they could be charged with disrupting the peace or something, but mm-hmm. it wasn't an attack.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. But I'm not talking about the people in the church. That's a whole separate thing. I'm talking about the fact that a guy who is a reporter standing outside of a church with a microphone just trying to talk to people was arrested last night, and the attorney general of this country said that it was in connection with the coordinated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay, so it's been a few hours now. Do I think he's going to be held through the weekend? I don't know, because I'd like to say he's going to be released, because I don't think they're going to have enough evidence to hold him unless someone produces video. But I wanted to tell all of you that right now, because that is how this is going. I'm looking at video right now from this. Okay, it looks like he was inside. So here we go. I'm watching the video right now on MS Now. That's what it's called now. He is inside the church, apparently, and he was videotaping it. And they are saying it was a coordinated attack. So we go from there, but it is a sign that enemies will be arrested. Don Lemon has been very vocal against this president. And I think it's on all the news right now. It's, you know, you scroll on your phone, you're seeing this, that Don Lemon was arrested for videotaping a protest inside of a church. And we go from there. So I just wanted to talk about that for a moment. That kind of like, Put a barrier on where I was going this morning as far as the news, because there's a lot of news happening. I feel like Friday, Calvin, we have to do sort of a news recap, because by the time we get to Friday, there are so many stories that kind of slip through the cracks that we need to cover and talk about, especially when it comes to things like what's happening here. And I saw a story actually come out this morning that while it is going through the U.S. House of Representatives, it's originating right here in Wisconsin, and that is with Mr. Brian Steil, who is the congressman of the 1st District. He is up for re-election this year, and there is going to be a primary on the Democratic side. There are a lot of candidates who have put their hat in the ring. But according to this, according to PBS, this came out yesterday with Lisa Mascaro having the byline, House Republicans propose stricter voting rules as Trump administration eyes midterms. So this is proposed as the Make Elections Great Again Act. This was proposed by Mr. Brian Steil, and things that they would like to do in this, it's all in an effort to try to, quote, fix the elections that were fixed in 2020. If you've been paying attention this week, you know that the FBI raided an office in Georgia looking for ballots and evidence that the Georgia election was stolen, was tampered with, was rigged. They've been talking about this now for over 5 years. And so that happened this week. And in connection with this search for the, quote, truth, Mr. Brian Steil is one of the authors of this, the bill. He, quote, says, Americans should be confident their elections are being run with integrity, including common sense voter ID requirements, which we already have here in this state. You have to have a voter. You have to have an ID to vote, which I strongly disagree with. Clean voter rolls. Again, Wisconsin's voter rolls are pretty clean. I've not heard major outrage or conspiracy on it, other than some folks who believe that they're being scrubbed, but there is no major evidence showing that we have any problems. I'm going by Wisconsin here because Wisconsin's elections, according to Robin Voss, by the way, who said this, are safe. And Ron Johnson, too, in the last election. Milwaukee Central Count said they were safe and they were doing their job. But voter ID requirement, clean voter rolls, and citizenship verification. I also saw a tweet from Tom Tiffany, who is the presumptive nominee for the GOP at this point, as he has Donald Trump's endorsement. Josh Shulman has dropped out, and no one else has said they're going to be maybe a write-in candidate at this point. But he has also said they want paper ballots. This raises a whole host of questions for me. I want to know your thoughts. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're coming back around to one of their greatest hits, which is a rigged election, rigged voting, when there is absolutely no overwhelming evidence to show that there is a widespread conspiracy to rig our elections. We have talked to the League of Women Voters. I've talked to clerks. This is a process that is intense. It is intentional, and it is created so it breaks down any chance of conspiracy to tamper or to rig an election. So we will talk about this more, but I want to hear from you right now. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Talk to me about the arrest of Don Lemon. Talk to me about the arrest of journalists in general. And what do you think about this plan to, quote, make elections great again from Mr. Brian Steil in the first district? Is it something that we even need, or is it just absolute distraction from the Epstein list, what's going on in Minnesota, and the fact that we still have a budget that's gone through that is going to take money away from us via Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, other manners, giving big old raises to billionaires? Talk to me about that. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave that comment on the live stream. We are here on the Civic Media Radio Networks in the mid-morning. My name is Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your buddy, your pal, your friend. And you're amazing because you're here today. You're giving us your time, and I truly, truly appreciate that. If you want to be part of the conversation, call or text. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are talking about a couple of stories right now. My apologies, by the way, up top, if I seem discombobulated. Also, subscribe to the recombobulation area right here at Civic Media. Dan Schaefer is our political editor and the founder, and it's great news right there for you. That's called an inconsequential and accidental tag right there. But I was planning on talking about this proposal to, quote, make elections great again by Mr. Brian Steil, who is the congressman of the first district here in Wisconsin, up for re-election, by the by. myvote.wi.gov to find out more about who is on the ballot. If that is your district, it is my district. He is my congressman, and I will be searching and shopping for potential replacements. We'll see. But that is a measure that is a proposal that is trying to go through the House right now that would, quote, make elections great again. That includes things like nationwide voter ID, paper ballots only, showing proof of citizenship. And what was the other one too? Clean voter rolls. These are all little dings of the greatest hit that is stolen / rigged elections. And I want to hear more from you on this. And also up top, I said that there was news that broke out of Los Angeles. That is Don Lemon, the former CNN reporter who is now an independent journalist. He was arrested last night in Los Angeles before covering the Grammys for what the FBI says was his connection to a coordinated attack inside of a church in St. Paul. He was videotaping. I'm old, Calvin. He was recording the protest going on, and then he was outside talking to people, and he was arrested by the FBI and DHS for reporting. And I want to hear from you about that. I just saw someone on the call. If you're there from Eau Claire, call back. Okay, there you are. Okay. I got calls, I got texts, I got live stream comments. We're going to go to all of them in a moment. But again, just be aware, if you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And also, after the 10 o'clock news, we will be talking to Anton Troyer, who is, excuse me, he is an Ojibwe professor and author of the book, Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. We'll be talking to him in the second hour, and then it is going to be Grammy talk at 10:35. Totally coincidental about what's going on in Los Angeles and Mr. Lemon. Let's go to the phone right now. We'll get to the comments on the live stream and the text in a moment, but if you're calling, let's talk to you first. Linda from Eau Claire, what's going on this morning? How are you today? How is your Friday? I hope you are staying warm.
Yeah, I am. Say, it's about the voting thing. Mm-hmm. Elections are great the way they are right now. Anybody who takes, I'm a poll worker.
Yes.
I take
Linda, let me interrupt you right there. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. And people, they need people to work. Check if they do. It's a great thing to do. And the training we go to, anybody who has any information about how to go about the training and all this stuff, there are so many checks and cross checks. Mm-hmm. And of all of these things, it's just ridiculous. This is just a way to suppress the vote, and it's not needed. And they're just, anyway. That's my opinion about
it. And Linda, you're absolutely right. We've got evidence on both from both sides, from politicians and pundits and experts from both sides, and it's always about one election, one person. That's it. No one's saying that, thank you so much for calling, Linda. And again, thank you for being a poll worker. That is a thankless job. And I always say thank you to everyone who's working there, because I know you're giving up your time and you want to make sure that this process runs smoothly. But I remember we were talking about this many, like a year ago, or what now in today's parlance seems like four decades ago, but when we were talking to Jane about this, and the thing that people never seem to bring up is that if the 2020 election was rigged, that means, and you think it was rigged, then the people who won that you wanted, those were rigged as well. And we have to go back. No one calls foul on all the other elections, just that one. And that's not how it works either. If a ballot is messed with, it's going to be messed with. We have to go back and redo it all. But that's not the case. As Linda put, you talk to anybody who works in a clerk's office, you talk to anybody who works as a poll worker, the processes that ballots go through, from creation to transfer to usage to transfer back to counting to recounting if necessary to validating, is so, so involved that they make it that there is not almost a possibility there can be mass problems. There can't be mass tampering with the elections or with the ballots. So this is just revisiting by the FBI raiding a center in Georgia looking for ballots. They are reopening this wound, not moving on. and saying that our elections, again, are unstable, which is what they've been saying for a while. But as we've seen for the past few years, we have midterms, we've got spring elections, we have primaries, nary a word said until we reach this point where they feel a true threat to their power because they are unpopular on almost every single issue. And I want to hear GOP members and Republicans speak up. Call me up. Is this what you want? Or do you just want to be able to afford to send your kid to college or afford groceries? That's what I want to know. We're going to come back with this and talk more about Gina. Gene from Eau Claire, I see you there. Don't go anywhere, my dear. Stick around. I'll take your call on the other side. But we're going to keep talking about this. I got live stream comments. I got text messages because our elections are safe. And if they can be improved, that's wonderful. But they are not so broken at all that we need a whole new federal bill going through. And Mr. Brian Stile needs to answer to this when he's on the campaign trail. If you live in the first district, put this on your list of questions if you meet him. He goes out and talks to people. I will give him credit for that. But we're going to talk more about this, about the, quote, Make Elections Great Again bill. When we come back, you're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host. I'm fired up again. It's Fire Up Friday, Calvin. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay warm. Stay close. Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your co-conspirator in all things democracy and personal growth and you being awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your time today. We really appreciate it on this. Well, if you're in Wisconsin, blustery cold. If you're in southeastern Wisconsin, I guess snowy winter day on a Friday where I'm fired up and you can be fired up too on the call or text line. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are going to be speaking to author, speaker, trainer, and professor Anton Troyer. He is the author of the book, Everything You've Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. We'll be talking to him in the second hour about that book, about his life. I'm looking at a picture right now of him, folks, and he just looks like a joyous human. And I'm looking forward to a good conversation about what could be very sensitive topics. But more with that in the second hour. We're going to be talking Grammys at 10:35. Maybe take it or leave it. You'll just have to show up and see. And then a handy tip from Greg, this time for people who want to participate in mind-expanding fun. How about we do that? That's diplomatic. That's pretty diplomatic and keeps me from being arrested for aiding. But we are talking right now about the news out of Los Angeles as well as some news out of Washington. First of all, Don Lemon, former CNN reporter, now independent journalist, was arrested last night in Los Angeles for what the FBI is calling a coordinated effort in the attack on a church in St. Paul, Minnesota. The videos I've seen so far have been of Don Lemon inside the church covering the protest and then him outside speaking to a man about his thoughts, this churchgoer's thoughts on what took place in the church which was a protest within the church that interrupted the service. And I understand if that is not your cup of tea, but I think the overarching problem here is that FBI and DHS arrested a journalist for simply doing his job. That is the bigger problem here, and that should affect everyone, regardless of who you voted for. The other thing we are talking about is the bill, the so-called Make Elections Great Again bill that's being proposed by Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile, who, by the way, is up for re-election this fall. He is looking to make elections, quote, safer and easier and all of those things that they've been trying to talk about for years now, with such hits as voter ID requirements nationwide, clean voter rolls, citizenship verification. I've heard things about paper ballots from Tom Tiffany, who's running for governor, also a congressman in Washington here in Wisconsin. This just harkens back to the good old days of them trying to sow fear in our election system, which doesn't need to be feared. It needs to be celebrated and also I think needs to be funded. There's been efforts to cut funding or to not give more funding, specifically in places like Milwaukee where they need more help with the count. It takes a long time. We hear things like, oh, there's ballot dumps, because in big cities it takes longer to count those ballots, so there's more coming out at different times late at night. So it's all part of the process. It happens every single time. But we're hearing from people here on the live stream, on the On the live stream, on the text line as well. I'm going to start with John from West Bend at WAUK listening. He texted a little bit ago. He said, there are already complaining about how long it takes to count the votes. Go to paper ballots, and it's going to take three times as long to count the votes. I don't get it. And the question, you're absolutely right, John. And the question I have on top of that is, if it's paper ballots only, and oh, the other thing too is, all ballots must be received by Election Day, which... How do we approach overseas ballots? How do we approach, does that get rid of all absentee voter sending in ballots? Like, that is an intimidation, a restriction that is, I would say, intentional. I would say this is part of their playbook. It's been like this for years. They want to make it harder for folks to vote. That's just how it is, whether we're talking about this measure, we're talking about loosening the Voting Rights Act through the Supreme Court, which we should hear more about this year. But these are all efforts to intimidate and to disenfranchise. And that is not just me as some loony left-wing liberal talking piece, which I am none of those things. I'm just telling you the information I know from the things we have talked about, from the experts we've gotten from. Also, for funsies, Google voter ID Brennan Center, and you will read at least two reports on how voter ID is antithetical to the process of this country and is not necessary because there's no evidence to require us to have voter ID, but also that elections are safe. They've done great work in reporting on the election process here in America. But let's get to the folks who are out there talking to us right now. Gene from Eau Claire, you've been very, very patient. You're always very, very patient. How are you doing this morning? Are you staying warm and also fired up at the same time?
That's what makes me warm. I'm all fired up. Thank you for the question.
Yeah.
First of all, tomorrow, 9 a.m., Amicus Law Review, yep, number 184. Then, I have to say, whatever he touches or they touch turns to caca.
Hey, we don't like that language here.
Caca can mean different things.
I know, dear. I'm just funny.
That's why I use a polite term.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, then, what in the devil was the January 6th insurrection, mm-hmm, with all the true violence,
yeah,
with gun carrying? And also, when are we going to get the Epstein report, buddy?
Yeah.
All your buddies there that were hurting young girls, give me a break. This is so sickening, and truly, they're chaos through chaos, mm-hmm, through lies, through manipulation. Folks, stay focused. We got to get these guys out of office. We work together. We save our country for the generations to come and all them little kids who have to suffer through all this and have their schools raided. And this is just disgusting. Thank you very much. You have a good weekend and have a break, okay? Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie, for calling. Oh, the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, in this bill, and I heard it this morning listening to Stuart J. Waddell's reporting, is that ranked choice voting would also be made illegal. Now, we haven't talked a lot about that, and I want to get an expert in to discuss this, because ranked choice voting has been seen as an alternative to the current model, and it allows for more voices, it allows for more coalition, it allows for less two-party only, but this bill would make ranked choice voting illegal here in this country. And again, we're not going to dive into that topic right this moment. I want to bring an expert on to talk about it, so we understand what's going on with that matter. But this is about the, quote, Make Elections Great Again Act proposed by Mr. Brian Steil. He's the first he's the congressman of the first district here in Wisconsin, up for re-election in November. And I just want to say, before we go to our next caller, is that these types of actions, as we have discussed here on this show and other shows on the network, these have long-term effects, repercussions on all sorts of folks. You might be someone who say, yeah, paper ballots only and this, that, and the other thing, but these may affect you, family, friends. It may affect you. You may be perfectly capable of getting out there and putting yourself into a ballot box and saying, I can vote today, but let's say down the road you can't for some reason. You have to have someone come bring you a ballot, or you have to go somewhere and do elections. You're voting differently because of mobility issues, or God forbid, some sort of, this is short-sighted thinking that we always seem to bring up, that reworking our elections for no reason, no evidence based, does not help us, does not help, as Gene put it, the future generations. And it doesn't, And it affects everyone, no matter who you voted for, because that's just how it works. This isn't the make elections great again for people who love the president. This is make elections great again, and all of the consequences therein affect every single American, period. So again, lack of long-term planning leads to things like this. Susan in Kenosha says Robin Voss spent $1.5 million on investing whether our Wisconsin voting was safe. They found our voting was very safe. We don't need another investigation or changing our voting at this time. He came out and said that. And because of that investigation, let's use that. That is a loose use of the word investigation. But because of that, Michael Gableman, who was given that money by Robin Voss, is now up for having his law license taken away. He found no evidence. He wasted taxpayer dollars. And Robin Voss came out and said that the 2020 election was safe. There were no problems. So there we go. You want evidence? Go no further than the guy in Madison, who is the assembly speaker, who will never vote for anything that remotely resembles like voter integrity and you know, funding more staffing in Milwaukee to make it easier. To make it easier, he'd be against forever. He votes against helping mothers with Medicaid access. He said the elections in 2020 had no problems. There you go. That's where it begins and ends for me. This bill is unnecessary. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. I have to imagine, Cindy, none of this makes you happy right now.
Oh my God. I can't believe every day is just something dumber than the last day. And I don't know how much dumber it can get, but I think everybody, and I don't care if you're a constituent of his or not, call his office today, flood his office with calls telling him to stop the stupidity, because even if you're not in his district, this is still going to affect everybody in the state, and I'll be on the phone with him shortly. I mean, this kind of stuff is just a bunch of hooey, like Dean said. She said it a little nicer than that, Ed. But the point is, it just drives me nuts. I mean, you know, like you talked about the taxpayer dollars that are being wasted on stupidity. I mean, this supposedly fiscally responsible party has wasted billions of our taxpayer dollars on something that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. We have seen the evidence that the DOGE effort did not save the money they said it was going to. We've seen evidence that while they were trying to cut spending has gone through the roof. I mean, people are being enriched. The big bill for billionaires is going to gut our social safety programs. It's going to make it harder for folks who are just hardworking Americans. And again, hardworking Americans who voted for this, it's going to make it harder for them as well. But it'll make it easy for their multi-million-dollar and billion-dollar friends to retain and gain more money and gain more influence, more power. And that's not how this democracy should work. And that's where I'm asking the question from those who are on the side of the GOP, the folks who voted for Donald Trump. Look, I'm not going to judge you for your vote. Thank you, by the way, Cindy, for calling in. I just want to know, is there a breaking point for you? Are you starting to ask questions? Do you want more information? Do you want to come here and talk? I will talk to you. I am happy that conversation. I will never point a finger at you. I will never say I told you so or you deserve it. That doesn't do us any good whatsoever. Turning on our back on folks who are in real struggle, who may have voted for this, that's not how we do this together. We can't fight together if we're shutting people out. Sorry, my little soapbox there, but I'm seeing a lot of that on social media and I do not like it. If we want to fight as a democracy together, move forward, this country for better, for us, for our kids, it takes all kinds and we need everyone to be on board. So if you're out there and you're having doubts and you're having questions, let us know. Let me know. Email me, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. I'll talk to you without a doubt, with no judgment. If you want to call Brian Stiles' office in D.C., 202-225-3031. Again, that's 202-225-3031. I'm going to take some live stream comments when we come back. We're going to wrap up this hour. It's been very fired up, friends. We're talking about elections. We're talking about the First Amendment. We're talking about democracy. We're talking about it with you, because you're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name, I'm glad you asked, is Greg Bach. And I want you to stick around, grab some water, grab a snack, come on back. We'll talk more. Me and Calvin, we're going to have fun. And then we're going to speak to Anton Troyer in the second hour about his book, Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned, stay warm, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your friend in all things amazingness, because you are the amazingness and you are here today with us. I appreciate you sharing your time. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be speaking with author and professor Anton Troyer about his book, Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. We'll be talking to him in the second hour after the news. And then 10:35, talking about the Grammys coming up this weekend. Are you watching? Are you not watching? Are you like me going, wait, who's that? I never heard of them. That's where I'm at nowadays. That's like how I feel with most musical acts of the youth and the young. I don't know who they are. But that's fine. If they love them, good. And then a handy tip from Greg for those who want to enhance maybe their Fish concert experience or Grateful Dead concert experience or just need to get away. I've got some handy advice for you coming up to wrap up the show. But we spent this first hour talking about two stories, and really they're, you know, they work in concert with each other and how they're on how the fundamental freedoms guaranteed in our Constitution are being threatened now by the current administration. And as I said before, if you're someone who voted for this and you've had second thoughts and this is not what you want and this is not what you were looking for, let me know. You can call, you can text, you can email me privately. I'll talk to you. My email is very simple. It's my name. It's greg.bach@civicmedia.org right there. Greg.bach@civicmedia.org. You can also call Brian Stiles' office at 202-225-3031. Why would I do that, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Because he is proposing the so-called Make Elections Great Again bill, which will seek to vastly restrict our voting ability here in this country. When we're talking about voter ID across the country, we're talking about, quote, clean voter rolls. I don't know what that means. Citizenship verification. And I've seen Tom Tiffany talk about paper ballots only and getting rid of what's called ranked choice voting. That, I want you to remember that term if you don't already know it. I want to bring in an expert to explain it, because it can be a very daunting task. But really what ranked choice voting seeks to do is build more coalition, give more voices to people, and maybe break down the two-party system that a lot of folks seem to dislike in this country. But that's what this bill, Make Elections Great Again, that's what they want to call it. That's what it seeks to do, is restrict these abilities to maintain, expand, protect our voting rights here in America. So also we're talking about Don Lemon. He was arrested last night in Los Angeles for what the FBI is calling coordinated attacks on a church in St. Paul. The video that I've seen, two of them so far, is him just covering the protest inside the church and then speaking to someone outside of the church. I have seen nothing coordinated, attacked, aggressive, or what seems like illegal. He is simply doing his job as a journalist protected by the First Amendment. I saw somebody on the live stream laughed at what we're talking about. I bet you, Calvin, they're laughing at us because they think we're wrong. That's fine. You can think we're wrong. I don't mind that at all. Let's go to the live stream, though. If you want to leave that comment on the live stream, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Want to hear from all sorts of individuals. Alicia says, the mega bill is obviously an attempt to erode confidence in our elections. It is also an effort to cause people to hate and distrust their neighbors who work the polls. And if, by the way, poll workers, thank you. If you're out there, thank you. Next time you go to the elections, if you're participating in the February 17th midterms, primaries this spring or next month, not spring, it's still winter. Thank those poll workers. They're working hard. They do a lot of training to make sure that your experience is good, but also secure. And they're part of the reason why our election process runs so smoothly. Let's see here. It says, PJ on the live stream, not only did they arrest Don Lemon, but they also arrested Georgia Fort, both journalists. This is not okay. Yeah, when they're arresting journalists for doing their job, that is not okay. And then I wanted to leave, not least, but last for now, my cousin Debbie listening, I believe in South Dakota right now. She says, Such hypocrites. Can't take it. How does anyone think this was an attack? But January 6th wasn't, or North Carolina skinheads, or even when Trump gassed people in front of a church holding a Bible upside down. Is ICE going to stick him in the concentration camps with five-year-olds they took? Because that's what they totally do now in this country is with concentration camps. It's so disgusting. She goes on to say, and by the way, all the January 6th rioters that got a pardon received jobs. Some untrained ICE agents. Yeah. That begs the question, and I'm going to leave a couple of things. One, if you want to call Brian Stiles' office, be respectful, be nice, tell him your concerns. You will be talking to an aide or an intern, but not the congressman himself. It's 202-225-3031. If you want to find his other phone numbers as far as his home office, his field offices, you can go to his website. But you can also go to myvote.wi.gov right now, and you can type in your information. You can look up where your polling place is. You can see if you're still registered. If you haven't voted in 4 years, you will be taken off the voter rolls. You can make sure you can see what's on your ballot as far as your primary. If you have a primary coming up in February, you can find out who your leaders are. They got phone numbers, addresses. Please be, again, respectful, and then you can look up more information on Mr. Brian Stiles. And the other thing, too, I'm going to wrap this up, and then we're going to go take a break, come back with Anton Troyer, is we spoke to Mark Becker on Monday, and when it comes to things like the January 6th insurrection, oath breakers, traitorous individuals storming the Capitol, we don't see that as an attack, but we see Don Lemon standing in a church as an attack. When the outrage is inconsistent, your outrage is no longer valid, and I personally no longer respect it as a valid point. So unless it's valid, unless it's consistent, what do you got? If January 6th doesn't bother you, but a guy holding a camera in a church in St. Paul makes you so angry you want to arrest him, you got to ask yourself, where are your values on what is and isn't an attack on this democracy? More coming up after the 10 o'clock news, including our discussion with Anton Troyer, author of Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask, right here on Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.